News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
This weekend saw the last time that it was legal to mow hedgerows. And if, like me, you were out and about on Saturday, you will have seen a lot of people sneaking in under the wire and getting some last-minute mowing of hedgerows done. Aina Nilauna is with us. She is biologist, environmentalist, broadcaster and author. Aina, what lives in the hedgerows and why is it so important we protect them?
Hello, Anton. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Well, the birds live in the hedgerow, among other things. And it's important that they should have their nests because we won't have any more birds if they don't do what the birds and the bees do at this time of the year. So these are habitats where they can build their nests. And obviously, if you have a nice thorny hedge with lots of hawthorn in it, this is protection from other nasty things that might want to be attacking the bird's nest or taking the eggs away, in fact. So it's important that these hedgerows are left now as the spring comes, as the leaves begin to come on the trees, as the birds are beginning to wake up. I mean, they're all at it at the moment. Have you heard them? Valentine's Day was when they chose their partners, and now they're singing, holding territory. We call it the dawn chorus, but really they're actually telling the other fella in the next field, hump off, this is my hedge and you can't have it. And in your gardens of course, and your places around your house are really important places for nesting birds as well.
Now, explain one thing to me.
So if you have a nest box, yes, you should push it out. Yes.
Now, the thing I don't understand, my understanding was that hedgerows are not naturally occurring because they're on the sides of roads and they were put there to act as quasi fences. So how are we so dependent on something that is man-made?
Because they're linear woodlands, they're connection corridors. They're actually, as it were, a one-size woodland. I mean, these birds are all woodland birds. That's why they're doing all this dawn chorus, because they communicate by sound in the woodland. Now, the woodland has gone to a rather skinny 1, 2, 3 wide hedge, and it is there they're going now, and into your garden where you have your own trees and hedges in the garden as well. This is what's left of our woodlands, but the birds aren't fazed by this. They have adapted to living in these areas. So the blackbird, the thrush, the blue tit, all of these things were originally woodland birds, but they have adapted because either adapt or go under. So they've adapted, and the hedgerows and your garden hedges and things like that are now the habitat that once was woodland.
And
so that's what's happened.
Am I right in saying that it is only the men that are vocal, that the women are largely silent?
Yeah, imagine living in a world where women never spoke. Wouldn't you hate it, Anton?
I couldn't imagine a worse scenario, Aina.
Well, the women do all the choosing. The fellas show off and go around with their lovely feathers because they have all the nice feathers as well. And they do all the singing and say, look at me and look at you and I'm better than him and all of this. But it's the women who do the choosing. So there you go. So if you haven't got a nest box out in your garden, you can still have time to put it up, because before Good Friday is the time. By Good Friday, it'll be too late. And these are for the whole nesting birds, blue tits, great tits, things like coal tits. And then the ones with the half door, they're for robins and birds of that size. So you can really increase the amount of habitat for birds by putting up nest boxes. They're really important.
And do they provide, I assume that means that they will be there for several weeks, if not months. How long does the nesting fully take before the birds are fledged?
Well, I mean, if you get a blue tit in a nest box, they only do the job once. They have 8, they put all their eggs in one basket. You get 8 eggs, 8 babies. They're hatched out by May. They're feeding them by the May Bank holiday weekend. Because, you see, you can't really start feeding your babies until you have something to give them. And that has to be the creepy crawlies with the leaves on the trees. Now, we've no leaves yet. So you're doing all the bit in advance. You're getting the territory. You're building the nest. You're laying the eggs. You're hatching them out. And then by the time the leaves come on the tree at the end of April and there's creepy crawlies eating the leaves, you have food for your babies, and that's the way they work it. So there's still time for all of that. Now, some of them, like robins, will go again a second time, and you could have 2 broods of robins. They go again in July, and indeed some of them do 3 broods if it works well. That's why the ban on the hedgerows is for the whole summer until the end of September. Until the end of August. It's not just until just May and June. It's the whole summer, in fact.
Aina, thank you so much. Aina Nilauna, biologist, environmentalist, broadcaster and author.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.